I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He loves fishing, movies with Pesci. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's f***ed all the Oxford. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
So jarring. 236 on the Sweet Spot.
All of it.
And
it really is.
Via the miracle of the internet, we are joined by the commander, International Chirp Chirp, George Dunham, for a little afternoon club. One of your courage boys. Congratulations on clearing the worst moment of the year about 35 minutes ago.
We made it.
We did.
Somehow we made it.
We did.
Did you drink your own urine?
No.
Did you drink anyone else's urine?
No. I ignore that step. I really don't think you have to do that.
It does feel a little superfluous.
Like in the documentary Old School, they said it's not necessary, but it's sterile, and I like the taste.
That's Dodgeball.
Yes, Dodgeball.
What did I say?
Old School.
Oh, it's, my bad. Dodgeball, yes.
It's okay. It's still a sick reference.
It is. Yeah. It's out of control with his references. Well, George, I was told that you have things to share with the class today, so I'll just throw it to you. What do we have?
I thought about you guys the other day because P1 reminded me on Friday when we went through all these birthdays, and I just know that one of them was Hoda, from NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean, I think you were working the morning show when this happened, and I think you were co-hosting.
Yeah, I think this might have been right around the time Junes was out on paternal leave.
I think you're right. Yes, that's right. It was August about the time his daughter was born. So, that matches up because I think it was 2021 when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll listen to it, and maybe you can remember why I was laughing going into talking about one of our fine sponsors, DFW Security, which, by the way, I am still a DFW Security customer.
Good.
They do a wonderful job. They were just out here a couple of weeks ago to give the system the once-over. And, give them a call if you're thinking about getting a security system.
Only reason we're doing this.
So, no, that's not.
Got a sweet hook.
So, I don't know. Maybe, Sean, this will jog your memory and you'll figure out what made me laugh. But here we go.
Listen, DFW Security is celebrating Back to School with their Back to School special. Secure your home or business, keep your kids, track your kids, your pets, or employees. DFW Security's touchscreen smart hub with smart security. That's what I have. And they'll set you up with two outdoor cameras and a doorbell camera. I'm sorry, DFW Security, I love you. I love the way you secure my home, and they can secure yours, too, with the Back to School special. Give them a call today and tell them Giorgio sent you. 214-305-9922. That's 214-305-9922 or online dfwsecurity.com. If your system is more than 4 years,
you can do it.
What's wrong with you?
If your system's more than 4 years old, it's going to stop working as companies are shutting down the 3G network. So give them a call today, 214-305-9922 or online at dfwsecurity.com.
All right. When the ticket gas and e-brake.
You almost got it together the first time you gave the number. It sounded like you were regrouping, and then you kind of just lost it again.
Okay, from what I recall, I want to say that was that live spot happened right after Muse in the News. And we had the giggles.
And we were doing birthdays.
It was like Ranch Water Monday, I want to say. And you had the giggles bad, and we all started cracking up over just the most random crap. And I think that that spilled over to the live spot.
Wasn't it also Melanie Griffith's birthday? And
yes.
And
she
said,
duck face. Yeah. And you couldn't hold it together because animals make you laugh.
And she started commenting on other birthdays with a quack. And I think that was...
This has happened a few times. There was one in 2013 or so, and I forget what caused that one also, but it was right before you guys went to break, and there was Do you remember what I'm talking about, George, here?
Yeah.
It's happened at least one more time. I'm sure it's probably in the system somewhere. But I remember hearing
what is that
live.
Called? What is that called? Regretful laugh or something that you know you're not supposed to be laughing?
It's like...
Like you're in church or school, mm-hmm. but...
Or somebody makes it funny at a funeral and you and your buddy make eye contact and you just can't stop laughing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that's called, but... Yeah, all of a sudden I was 8 years old in church again, and then, you know, you picture things like in your mind, like Dan Bennett listening to The Spot, you know, like in a sales meeting.
Listen.
And that would just make me laugh harder.
We have to have a make good here.
Did he
really laugh all the way through A Spot?
Talking about security.
That's going to be a make good.
Now I kind of sound like Mike McCarthy. But I think there is something.
Oh, make good, huh?
I think there is something psychological there where if you weren't on the radio and you're just hanging out with your buddies and you laugh and okay, this is funny, but then you kind of move on. But I think trying to stop laughing is what makes it even worse. It's
trying
like when
to go
you
back
try
to being professional broadcaster. Yeah.
It's like trying to stop the hiccups, and you're just thinking about it, and you can't stop doing it.
George, does this happen with the bird dogs? Is there ever a moment where you might screw something up, or somebody plays a wrong note or a wrong lyric, and you just lose control? Has that ever happened on stage?
No, laughing, no. Now, I've had meltdowns, you know, like I've forgotten where we were and forgotten what verse is next kind of thing. By the way, big week. We are opening for Pat Green on Friday night at the Rustic in Dallas.
Let's go.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Pat's been very good to us through the years. And
nothing wrong with that.
He's letting us open for him. But no, I just, I do draw a blank sometimes, like, okay, what is next? And those are our own songs, so that kind of tells you.
And you write the
songs,
mental
right? State
so you should right. know what comes next.
You should know, but yeah. Sometimes you just, you just draw a blank. Okay, and speaking of the Rustic, last year, I don't know if y'all remember this, but we didn't open for Pat or anybody. We just played our own gig there in August when I got back from training camp, and I had this chest cold that I could not get rid of. But the one of the side effects was wheeze laugh that I had. And this is from training camp last year. And it was about a week after this we got back. And so I wasn't feeling well and still did this gig in 108-degree temperatures and ended up having to go to the hospital. I had heat exhaustion. Oh. It was terrible.
But, hot nurse, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth going to the hospital if you get a hot nurse.
We probably should have had a one-year anniversary. We really should have. But anyway, so this was before all that happened at the Rustic. This is when we were still at training camp, and I heard the term waffle stomp for the first time. And we were talking about if really something bad happens in the shower, what you do with it.
I would never, ever bring this up, but I think in that case, I think you...
Go in the sink?
No, I think you just, after you realize that, you light the house on fire.
Jeez.
Try to cover it up by fire.
That's what a lot of people do.
Well, I mean, it gets put out before anyone gets hurt or like major damages.
Okay.
Kind of burns out the bathroom, you know, so you don't.
Yeah, at that point, that guy just needs to go in the shower and then do the waffle stomp.
Listen to that laugh.
Waffle stomp.
We are now working with Hal J.
Look at him. He's all red faced.
You've said a lot of things over the years. Oh my gosh. Okay, girl.
You are not healthy.
No.
This is sleep deprivation combined with lung congestion.
That's amazing.
That's it.
That's it.
That sounded like it hurt.
It kind of did.
How long?
And that would make me laugh even harder, the fact that I would laugh like a cartoon character.
How long did you have the Muttley laugh? That was like a month at least, right?
Yeah, a month. I could not get rid of it. And I took all sorts of COVID tests. I don't think I had COVID, but I had wheeze laugh.
I had a bunch of lung butter.
Good 5 or 6 weeks. I have to admit, I kind of miss it. I kind of miss the wheeze laugh.
Well, at least we have the drop.
We will have that forever.
So I don't know. That may be the hardest I've laughed outside of a missed putt or a gorilla channel. I don't know.
It was great at training camp our first 2 years there, and getting to experience the George and Corby and just these outrageous laughs for when we're just hanging out off air, and it's nothing that causes
like
it.
Like the harmony of the jub laugh with the pterodactyl.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's a super group.
I know. If I'm around Corby too and I hear that scream laugh, it just, it does it to me also.
We just all start laughing.
Like, you never forget where you're at. Like, when you heard the Beatles for the first time, you're like, oh, George and Corby in concert.
Do you think for his reelection campaign that Trump ought to do like a gorilla channel?
Live stream?
Live. I was going to say a 60, just put it into a 60-second spot, If I'm reelected, we're going to bring back the gorilla channel.
Okay.
Or just have nothing but gorilla footage, and at the end it's, I approve this message.
These gorillas are better.
Just 58 seconds of gorilla combat, and then just him at the end, I approve all
Trump
of this.
2024 just flashing, spliced in somewhere.
And they're badass gorillas, too.
Yeah. It's like the best of the best.
These aren't soft gorillas.
No. It's all about the way you hit the other one was good.
Like the SEAL team of the gorillas.
Would that not, would that not cut through the political divide in this country if we had that?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone would just go, okay, fine. That's great. Yeah. If you're going to bring that back, I'll vote for that.
Kamala would be reeling.
Kamala's like, what do I do now? They got me.
What would you do? How would you combat that?
Check and mate.
Can't attack a gorilla.
No.
Oh, man.
No. And, I think that could bring great harmony if we just took a minute out of every day just to watch gorilla combat.
Her ad's just all mascot animals.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. That's a good comeback.
Mascot's
Mino.
Getting hit in the nuts with footballs.
Getting rid of Rowdy.
Showing that moose on on rollerblades going into the outfield wall. And I'd go, oh, I don't know. Kamala's got something.
Oh, man.
Maybe I need to go that direction. She's going to bring back mascot humor.
All those swing voters just don't know what to do.
What would you do?
There we go. See, we're growing. We're growing as a country together.
We are.
We're healing.
Well, George, next week we'll review Gone Fishing. One of these weeks we'll watch it. I still haven't watched it yet.
It's going to be our Matt Damon.
Yeah, one of these.
And next week, Matt Damon will be on the show.
One of these days we'll do it. All right, George, thank you for celebrating the worst day of the year with us and having some good laughs.
See, it's all better now. We're on a downhill.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it's all great.
All the way to December, we'll just laugh all the way.
There he goes. That is George Dunham. See you, Giorgio. Talk to you next week.
Bye, George.
And we'll watch a movie or
Bye, George.
Later, George. We'll laugh. Bye, George. It's 2:50. Watch it. Dave Rosengarten.